Hello and welcome to the Friday, June 28th, 2013 edition of the Sands United Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Opera Software, the company behind the Opera web browser, suffered a pretty major security breach on June 29th. What happened was that an attacker was able to compromise at least one of Opera's distribution servers and was able to actually distribute a malware using an old Opera certificate. So the attacker breached a system, installed the malware, assigned it using the valid Opera certificate. What happened next was that whenever a user's browser checked for updates to the Opera browser, it would now download the malicious version. The certificate was expired, but still considered valid by the operating system, and it did not prevent the installation of the malware. The malware was only active for about 6 minutes on June 19th, but it's estimated based on Opera service logs, I guess, that a few thousand users downloaded the malicious version of Opera. If you're using Opera, if you used it on June 19th, make sure that you download the latest version again. Hopefully they really fix it as they told us now. And run an antivirus tool doing a full scan of your system to make sure any remaining components are removed. I'm not sure what the antivirus recognition rate for the Trojan was at the time this incident happened, but by now it looks like all major antivirus tools do recognize this particular piece of malware. This is, of course, a worst-case scenario where a trusted software provider is being compromised and used to distribute malware. It's really hard to clean up after someone like that. Luckily, Opera did recognize this pretty quickly, but then again, it took them quite a while to release the news and let their users know about this problem. And Facebook fixed a vulnerability in how it interacts with SMS messages, which could have been exploited to reset users' passwords. To associate your mobile phone number with Facebook, what you do is you first start out by sending a message to a particular SMS shortcode and you will receive back a confirmation number. Now you log into Facebook and you go to a specific page where you enter this confirmation number. The problem here is that as part of the form where you submit the confirmation number, there's a hidden field with your user ID, and it turns out that you're able to change this user ID without Facebook noticing. So with this first step, you can associate your mobile phone number with anybody's Facebook account. As a next step, you're going then for a password reset for this Facebook account, and Facebook will now send a password reset confirmation code to the mobile phone number that you just associated with this Facebook account. So now you can reset this user's Facebook account. This vulnerability has been reported to Facebook end of May and has been fixed now, so should no longer work, but it's yet another sort of very classic web application vulnerability to bypass authentication. Jonathan Kuthkos from White Hat Security found an interesting vulnerability in Firefox version 21 and earlier that may enable some cross-site request forging attacks. The problem is that when you use XML HTTP request to send a head request, what the browser should do, or JavaScript, is to not send a body along with these head requests. However, it is possible in this version of Firefox. It does not clear out the body, instead just sends it along just like in a post request. So what can happen in some applications that aren't careful in how they receive data, they would then accept this data in lieu of a post data, and cross-site request forging could happen. Of course, this is ultimately a bug in the browser. However, the web application should always check what method is being used and where the data comes from. So whether it actually comes from a post form, not just from a head or a get request or vice versa. And while we're talking about browser vulnerabilities, there is an interesting vulnerability in Chrome 19 and development versions of 21 that does confuse the browser as to what a PDF to view versus save. There are two different ways to specify the file name of a PDF when you display the PDF using the object tag. Now, what happens in Chrome is that the source value that you add with a parameter is being used to display the PDF, but the data value that's part of the object tag is being used to save the PDF. So essentially what you could do is you could confuse a user as to what PDF they're saving. They're not actually saving the PDF they're looking at. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.